We're just a handful of people here that are, as we term, a work in progress. So hopefully you'll find a safe place here to hang out with us. We're here to help one another through, you know. We have a God who is awesome, who is just in love with you, and he wants to just reveal himself to us, and he just waits for us to respond to his invitations to come and enjoy his fellowship. And we found a joy that is beyond anything this world could ever dish out. And believe me, I've sampled a lot of the world, most of what the world has, to try to fulfill that place and that joy. And I found it in Jesus. You won't find it in religion. And there's a lot of religious places out there. They call themselves churches, but they're just, they're just empty vessels. Maybe that's a good term for it. But if we don't have the Spirit of the Lord, you know, then we might as well shut the doors and go our separate way. But God is here with us, and as he is with any people that are open to him, that are hungry for his presence. And we were created for him. If we're not walking with the Lord, then we're not actually walking in our purpose. The question is what is my purpose? Why am I here? And that's the question I was asking myself for years. And because I didn't understand my purpose, I ended up abusing myself and looking for love in all the wrong places and trying to fulfill myself on the things that the world has to offer, the temporary things that do not satisfy, that do not fulfill. They bring temporary satisfaction, but they usually cost more than the investment. How many know sin is that way? It always costs more in the end. And it may seem appealing and it may feel good for a season, but there are many people who are dying right now because something felt good, but it wasn't what they thought it was. It wasn't the truth. What people are looking for is what is true, what is really real, what is real and what is false, what is the truth. It was a Pilate that asked Jesus that question, well, what is the truth? And the truth was standing before him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the truth is what's real, it's what's really real. Deception is accepting something that is false as though it were true. And so the world has a way of offering you all kinds of quick fixes and solutions that they appear to be an answer, but they're not. It's a lie. It's a deception. And so we accept things in our lives that are not true, thinking that maybe this is the way. Jesus said, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many go in there. Many go in there. If you look around you today, we see many that are on the wide road. The wide road is the way of self-will. It's living a life independent of your Creator, your Maker. We were never designed to walk alone in this world. We were made, created for God and for His pleasure. So your purpose is to walk with God. Isn't that our purpose? Is to walk with God. Is to know God. God who is love created us as the objects of His love and affection. He created man, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He placed him in a garden to tend it. In the very beginning, man had fellowship with God, walked with God in the cool of the garden, it says, in the cool of the day. Something happened. Sin entered the picture. Man chose his own path over the path that the Lord had given him, the path that was the way of life. And as a result, death came upon all mankind. And that's what we see today around us is death. Except in Christ, those who are in Christ shall be made alive. This is the gift of God, eternal life. This life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life, but he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Jesus said, I did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me might be saved. He loved the world so much that Jesus willingly came to this world. God became a man and willingly gave up his life for us, that we might be restored, brought back into right relationship with Father God, that we might become the sons of God. Hallelujah, again. That which Adam lost, Jesus bought back for us with his own blood. All we like sheep have gone astray, but Jesus has made it possible for us to be restored, to be brought back to that place that we once walked in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. How sweet it is. And he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. How do you know God is good? You have to taste and see. You have to say yes and say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to taste. I want to know your goodness. Ask him to reveal himself to you. He wants to. But he'll never violate your will. He'll never force you. Because love is not forced. Love is a choice. God chose us. God loves us. But God waits for us to respond to his invitation. Amen? And how many here have just fallen in love with Jesus? Amen? How many are enjoying the fellowship of his Spirit? How many are finding that Jesus is the true joy of life? He is the peace that passes all understanding. He is perfect love, love that casts out all fear. Hallelujah. God is saying you're not going to find life among the dead. Amen? You can't find life in death. You've got to divorce death and embrace him who is life. You've got to come to Jesus, casting yourself at his feet and asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins, to come into your heart and to be your Lord, to be your Savior. But he comes by invitation. He'll never force himself. The reason why people go to hell is because they reject God's offer of salvation. Because they choose their own path over his path. It's because we cannot save ourselves that Jesus went to the cross. It was not possible for us to earn enough credit to be saved. God, in his mercy, took the step, the initiative, to give his Son on our behalf. The perfect one for the imperfect. The sinless one for the sinful. God, in his mercy, gave Jesus. Aren't you glad today that we are born again? Aren't you glad today that old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new? I once was lost in sin till Jesus took me in. I once was in darkness, but now I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his dear Son. I once was blind, but now I see. A lot of people sing that amazing grace, but they don't know the amazing grace of God. You must know Jesus. He is the amazing grace. Amen? Yes. It's not a thing, it's a person. Yes. It's not religion, it's a relationship. Yes. We must know Jesus personally, intimately. You must be born of his Spirit. Jesus said, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. You cannot save yourself. And the day is coming. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. That means that everyone is going to see God someday. It is true that all roads lead to God, but there's only one road that leads to eternal life, and that is through Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, people say, well, what about Buddha? What about Muhammad? What about all these other religions? The problem with them is that that's man's attempt to reach God. The truth is that God took the step to reach down to our fallen state. Amen? He took upon himself a body in the form of Jesus Christ. And God revealed his heart of love for a lost, dying humanity. And for the love, amen, of God, he came. and he laid down his life willingly. Jesus said, "No man takes my life from me, but I lay my life down willingly." Yes. He laid it down because he knew that the only way for you and I to escape eternal fire of hell was for him to pay the price that we deserve to pay, is to pay our price on the cross. Jesus took the sins of the world upon his own body on the tree. How could he do that? Because he was sinless. And only a sinless one could take upon himself the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, was slain for the sins of the world. Rose again on the third day. He's ascended to the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence we shall see him come again. Hallelujah. Jesus is the great high priest. That means that Jesus is praying for you and for me. Jesus is there. If you will call upon him, he is your defense attorney. He is your advocate. He's the one that will stand up for you. When you come before God, don't even try to come before God with all your good works, because it's going to be burned up. Amen? Because there is none righteous apart from his righteousness that he gives freely. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. We must come to Christ. We must come not on our terms, not in our time, but we must come on the terms that God has established. That means you must come by way of the cross. You must come through the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's not in your time. We can say, "Well, in my own time, on my deathbed, I will give my heart to Jesus." Guess what? There are many souls in hell because they thought that they were going to have a deathbed experience. How many know that you cannot come to God unless he draws you? Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father is drawing him." You don't just bebop into his throne room. You come by invitation. And God is saying today to you, come and be born again. Come, forsake your sin. Cast your cares upon me. I care for you. I want to forgive you. I want to cleanse you. I want to heal you. I want to restore you. I want to return you to your purpose. I want to raise you up and fill you with my power. I want to launch you into the world to be the light and the salt of the earth. God's got something so much better than what we could give ourselves. And whatever you think you're going to lose, you'll never lose anything that you give to God. Whatever you give to God, you actually keep. If you give your soul to God, guess what? Your soul will be saved. Amen. It'll be secure. If you give your days to God, they'll be blessed. If you give your future to God, your future will be blessed. I mean, there's testimonies in here tonight. We've all got a testimony, right? Of how God has intervened in my life and transformed my life and turned it around. And I want to tell you, folks, the way of the world, hallelujah, it is a lie. It is a deception. It presents itself as something wonderful. Oh, you'd be cool if you just do this. You'll be in the in crowd if you just do that. And guess what? It always leads to something worse. It always ends up in death somehow. It robs you of your joy and your peace and your innocence, and you become guilt-ridden, and you become ashamed, and you feel you're not worth anything. That's what the world does. That's what the devil does. He wants to rob you. He wants to steal, right, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life. Jesus said, "I came to give you my life. And my life is abundant, and my life is free." And whatever you give to Jesus, you won't lose. You see, we need to make a decision, don't we? We need to make a choice. Because God will not force his will upon us. Therefore, you must choose this day who you will serve. You're either going to serve yourself, and selfishness always leads to problems. And worse problems, and worse problems, and a deeper hole. Even people that may seem to have it all together, that seem to have all the money and all the wealth and all the success, deep inside, they're empty. Deep inside, they're miserable. Just look at the tabloids. Of course, you can't believe half of that. But a lot of it is true. I mean, their lives are a mess. And people want to be like the big shot celebrity. They want to be like the rock star. They want to be like this. They want to be like that. You don't have to be anybody else but you. Be who you are, who God created you to be. And you were created to walk with God. And when you walk with God, God will raise you up out of the dung pile. Amen? God will clean you up. God will put you in His kingdom. He'll give you purpose, a future, and a hope that is secure. You'll be able to sleep at night. You can have a shower on the inside and wash away all your guilt and all your shame. And God wants to come in and heal you of your pain. Will you let Him do it? Will you let Him do it? God is calling us to Himself. Jesus said, "Come unto Me, all you who labored or heavy laden. Take My yoke upon you. Learn of Me." Oh, you find rest for your soul. Your presence, Lord, is heaven to me. Come on, let's face it. We've all been trying to find heaven in the wrong place. We've all made mistakes. We've all looked for heaven here. We want to feel good. People want to feel good. But there is no heaven in the world. Amen. There's no real heaven there. People went out and blew thousands of dollars on fireworks. And folks, that's okay if you have thousands of dollars, you want to blow it on fireworks. That's your thing. You want to do that? Go ahead. But folks, I see people that can't feed their family blowing off fireworks. What is it? We're trying to find some type of thrill or fulfillment or pleasure in this world. So we look for temporary solutions. We look for the bang, the big bang. It goes off and then you walk away. And guess what? Your money and your pleasure just went up in smoke. It was okay for a little while, but then it's gone. It's over. Now what? Well, let's go look for another thrill. Let's go look for something else that'll make me feel good. Well, I haven't found it there. I haven't found it there. I didn't find it there. Finally, it's like the answer's been in front of you all along. Jesus is saying, I am your exceeding reward. I am your exceeding joy. I am the one that will fulfill your dreams. I am the one that will make you whole. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives. Temporary, pseudo, false. You get buzzed, you come down, you got to try to go back up again. And when you never get to that peak, it's a lie. You take more and more and more to try to get to that place, you're still not going to get there. Why? Because you have to go to the Most High if you really want to be high. If you really want to know pleasure, you need to know the pleasure of the one who is the lover of your soul, who is the God who created you with a purpose, and the God who has a plan for your life and a future and a hope to give you. Will you come? Will you say yes? You see, He won't force His will upon you. It's a choice you make. If you choose not to choose, you've made a choice. You can walk out of that door tonight the same as you came in, just as miserable, just as broken down, just as empty. Or you can walk out of here a new creation tonight. It's your choice. Do you want to know this God that we're proclaiming tonight, that we're celebrating, that we're rejoicing in? Folks, when you really know God, you will rejoice in Him. People that don't rejoice in God don't really know Him. But He wants to reveal Himself to you. And when your soul is touched by the Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God comes in, hallelujah, something comes alive in you. You wake up spiritually. You become spiritually alive again. It's called being born of the Spirit. God sends the Spirit of His Son into your heart. And all of a sudden now, your heart desires the things that He desires. Now you want to do the things that He wants to do. Now you want to walk with Jesus. Now you want to tell people about Jesus. Now you want to sing praises to Jesus because of His Spirit that's within you. If you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you will not be saved, folks. There's only one way, and that is by the Spirit of God. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God will not see life. You must be born again. God is calling someone here tonight. Will you say yes? Will you surrender your life to Him? Will you give up your plans, your future, your desires? Will you lay them down at His feet and say, Jesus, I've made a mess of my life. Jesus, I've tried to do it on my own independently of You. I have not acknowledged You. I have not asked You for direction in my life. But God, today I want to choose You. I want You to be the Lord. I want You to be the master of my life. I want You to change my heart, God. I want You to turn my messy life around and give me a new life. Give me a brand new start, Lord. Give me a brand new beginning. Do You want a brand new beginning tonight? Do You want to start? God will give you a brand new beginning because He is the God of new beginnings. He is the God of fresh starts. He doesn't patch you up. He'll transform you. He'll give you a new heart. A heart that will sing His praises. A heart that will walk with Him. A heart that will rejoice before Him. A heart that will be willing to obey Him. A new heart is what we need, folks. God's not here to patch up the old part of you. God wants to scrap that part and say, here's a new you. He wants to give you a new you. Can I ask everyone just to bow your heads tonight? And close your eyes. Please, no one looking around. God wants to give you His life. God wants to give you eternal life. God wants to come into your life. I'm talking about not some ABC prayer that you pray, but a surrender of your life to Jesus Christ. If you're willing to give Him the reins of your heart, that means you're willing to yield yourself to God. And you're willing to say, Lord, I've made a mess of my life. Lord, I've blown it. Lord, I've sinned. Lord, I've fallen short of Your glory. Lord, I haven't lived the life that You want me to live. But Lord, I want a new start. I want a brand new beginning. I want to know eternal life. I want to know You, Jesus. I want to know the One who died for me and rose again. Do you want to know my Jesus? Do you want to know my Jesus? Are you willing to give Him not your spare change? He's not going to patch you up, folks. He wants to change your heart. He wants to come into your life tonight, and He wants to give you a brand new beginning. Do you really want my Jesus? Just say yes. Jesus, I want You. If you want Jesus in your life tonight, I don't care if you've been walking with God 20, 30 years, you say, I just want a fresh start, a fresh beginning. I want to give my life to Jesus. And I want to walk out the purpose for which I was created. I don't want to waste another day. I don't want to live below what I was called to. I want to walk in new life. Oh, Holy Spirit, come overshadow, Lord, each one in this place right now. Yes. Father, I pray salvation, healing, and deliverance tonight. In this place. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. If you're serious about this tonight and you're saying today is going to be a new day, a new start, a brand new beginning. Today, I am giving my life to Jesus Christ. You can put it on the calendar. This was the day that you chose to give your life to Jesus. Now, if that's you, I want everybody in this place right now, just lift up your hands to God. Just lift them up towards heaven. And I'm going to lead us all in a prayer, and I want us all to pray it together. And if you mean this, pray it with your heart, and God will meet you today. Today will be the first day of the rest of eternity for you. Because God is true to His Word. Jesus said, those who come to Me, I will in no wise cast out. The devil has lied to you and said that you're not worth it, that God doesn't care about you, that you're worthless. He's a liar. The devil said you're stupid. The devil said you're ugly. The devil has lied to you. Don't listen to those lies anymore. God loves you. God cares for you. God has a plan. God has a purpose. God has new beginnings for you. God will restore to you even that which the enemy has stolen through the years. God will restore to you everything that was stolen. Will you say yes, Jesus? Oh, say, help me, Jesus, tonight. Oh, God, help me. Say, Jesus, have mercy on my soul. Forgive my sins, Lord. Come into my heart. Wash me, Jesus. Cleanse me in your blood. I invite you to be the Lord of my life. To be the Lord of everything. The Lord of my past. The Lord of my present. And the Lord of my future. I give you my life. Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. On the third day, you rose again. Ah, Jesus, I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart, that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Amen.